Welcome to today's episode of the HamptonRoadsBusinessJournal.com podcast interview with our host, Internet Marketing Strategist, Rod Watson.
Hi, welcome Hampton Roads. Happy to bring to you an interview with a great guy, Greg Brorman. Greg, please give us a basic overview of your business. But first, please take a minute, tell us a little bit about yourself. And hey, Rod, I'd like to get to know you. And then tell us a little bit about yourself and then describe your business.
Hey, Rod, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Again, my name's Greg Brorman, and I'm pretty much a lifelong resident of Tidewater. Grew up here, went to school here from kindergarten through high school. Graduated from Old Dominion University, you know, met my wife in high school. And with that being said, I live back in Tidewater, but we've lived a lot of other places where we've had the unique experience of being able to go out and see other places and other parts of the world outside the U.S. So, again, always seem to end up back in Tidewater because this is home. Moved back to Tidewater in 1988 where I got introduced to the insurance industry and have been there since. So I've been in this industry for 25 years. You know, it's been an evolutionary process. My business today, 3 years ago, I started my own practice or my own agency called Coastal Benefits Group. And I concentrate on health and dental insurance. I'm an independent broker working with individuals, business owners on their benefit programs, and seniors, those folks who are now find themselves in the Medicare market.
That's awesome. And it's awesome. I feel the same way. I didn't grow up here, but I certainly spent the early part of my Navy career here, and I'm back after 10 years of finishing up my career, and then we recently finished up my wife's career. This feels like home. So yeah. I definitely feel that pull coming back to Hampton Roads. And that's what we're doing here with Hampton Roads Business Journal. Is and the main reason why I wanted to have you on the show is you offer a unique product in that you're looking out for the businesses, and I think it's a hidden gem, and that's why I want to get into what drives you and what drives your business. Okay, let's get into some of our fun stuff first. Still starting to get to know you, and one of the areas I like and get a lot of when I talk to people is a success quote. Please provide your favorite quote and explain why it's so meaningful to you.
You know, I think the one thing that probably sticks out to me the most is the quote is from a guy by the name of Robert Collier. He wrote the book called The Secret of the Ages. And a quote there is, success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. I think all the time, yeah, I think as a society and as individuals, we're looking for immediate gratification. We're looking for things where we can, you know, kind of get a quick result from what we do. And in business and in life, it's just one of those things that it's a process. And we learn as we go, but it's doing the things that, you know, day in and day out that eventually get us to where we're trying to go.
That's great. That's a great quote. And we're all about action, and we're trying to help Hampton Roads Business Journal viewers, listeners, followers take action, and we're looking for all the experience. The 25 years is a great amount of experience to help guide those of us who are may not be where they need to be, or everybody learns consistently, and everybody comes in with a different set of experiences and I think definitely we're trying to push everybody in the right direction, and so that's a great quote to get us going. Okay, now this is the one that I find the most sensitive as far as the questions go, business failure. Now when we talk about failure, it could be a personal shortcoming, it could be a failure in your business, be a major challenge that you see or have seen, and what I'd like you to do is explain how this business failure provided a significant learning experience and can be credited to helping you get where you are today. Please tell us that story.
Yeah, Rod, it's interesting because we think sometimes that we're doing all the right things and we're having an impact, but you know, in my insurance career until 3 years ago when I started my own practice, I always worked for somebody else. So when there were things like proposals that needed to be done or customer service that needed to be taken care of, you know, there was always a back room person to provide that service. And, you know, whether it was a claims issue or a billing issue or whatever, or even a policy issue, there was somebody else to answer those questions. And basically what I did in my role in my early insurance career was to go out and pretty much be sure that the appropriate plan was put in place for the appropriate person or situation. And even though you felt like you were doing the right job, what I found in opening my own practice is that I had been really missing the boat on being a much more comprehensive advisor. So in opening my own practice, I had to be that backroom person. I had to now understand what happened behind the scenes and not only know what the policies and how they would help, you know, or be a value to a client. There's a whole another issue of things don't always go smoothly. So how does that get taken care of? So what I have found is in now going on my own and having my own practice and having to be engaged in those other activities, it's actually made me a much better advocate for my clients and a much better communicator about the process, and probably more importantly, setting expectations as to what my clients should experience moving forward.
That's great. And so if you were to take that business failure and sum it up into one sentence, what would be the main message you'd like to get across to our listeners?
I think to understand the entire process so that when a client asks something, you can have that answer. I think it just makes you a better resource.
Yeah, I think one thing that people also need to remember is you may not have that full piece all at once. It takes experience sometimes to make those mistakes and see that you don't have it all, and then just learn from them and move on. Yeah,
okay.
That's great. Okay, now, a little more positive question, your aha moment. Let's just briefly discuss your business aha moment where the light bulb came on and started to shine really bright for you, and you saw things very clearly and just felt the energy surge and refreshing feeling you get when that light bulb and that aha moment hits. Please tell us that story, how you turned it into a success for you.
Now, that's a great question, Rod, because, you know, there were several years back where, you know, insurance is insurance. You know, it's not an exciting or sexy business. But, you know, one of the things, I had a client several years ago, Rod, who his wife had been diagnosed with brain cancer, and he was just absolutely devastated. He came to my office at the place I was working to at the time, and he was just scared to death about the things that she was going to incur and some of the treatment that she'd already been experiencing and the effects of that. And the other thing that he was afraid of is that treatment can be very, very expensive. And he was a small business owner and was just scared to death that he was absolutely going to have to file bankruptcy or that this was going to devastate him not only emotionally and personally, but from an economic standpoint as well. And it was my sitting down and talking to him and reassuring him that the policy would take care of certain things, and there were stop gaps, and there were stuff in there that would occur to make sure that he was not going to be financially devastated, and he could concentrate on just caring for his wife during that situation. It was just, I think, the relief. It was the just the ability, I think, to help him have some peace in a bad situation that really allowed me to take a look at what I did and just the value that it has.
Yeah, I think that's probably where you really got that first example of finding your why you're in it, why you're doing it, why this is your profession and your business, and why it's your journey. That's awesome. Okay, now, have you had a I made it moment? Have you had a moment where you sat down and took a deep breath and said, hey, I made it? And it's okay if you haven't, but if you have, please take a minute and describe that for us.
You know, I think the I made it moment has different significance and relevance, and it can be from a financial perspective or it can just be from a professional perspective or a feeling of accomplishment. And I think The a made it moment for me was, at least up until now, is the fact that when I decided to go out and start my own practice because of certain situations that arose and kind of didn't force me into that but led me into that, insurance carriers that I worked with, usually a, you know, a small single individual going out on their own, you typically have to team up with a larger brokerage-type firm. And when the insurance carriers found out that I was getting ready to or contemplating going out on my own, they actually reached out to me and said, we would like to offer you a direct appointment. What that means to me is that by having worked with them for many years, they were comfortable with, one, the way I worked, my ethics, my product knowledge, and didn't feel like I needed to be supervised or have to go through somebody else to run a successful practice. So I think for me it was just the, I think just the peer recognition from them that told me that, you know, you do a good job. You know, and that to this point has been my aha moment, or I made it moment, in you know, in just that recognition. Don't get paid a dime more for doing it, but it was just them, you know, offering me that opportunity.
That's awesome. Okay, I want to talk about your journey a little bit more. At HankRoseBusinessJournal.com, we're here to help small business owners on their journey to success. Let them know that they're not alone, and many of us face and are still facing and dealing with similar challenges. So share with us a key point, a turning point maybe, in your journey.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, as I said, you know, me and my wife moved back in 1988, you know, when I entered the insurance industry, you know, so it's been 25 years. You know, I haven't done exactly what I'm doing for 25 years. When I came back, I actually started in insurance, in the property casualty, car insurance and house insurance, and then, you know, did that for 12 years and moved to another aspect. You know, it's been an evolution. In the insurance industry, there's a lot of different types of areas that you can practice in. I don't necessarily believe in being a generalist. I feel that if you can create a market niche, you'll be very, very good at a particular type of function that you will do much better, and I think better for your clients. You know, and as this evolution occurred several years back, I really got involved in the health insurance and the benefits side. And, you know, my background, I've got a medical background as well. So my insurance background was, along with my medical background, really kind of melded into what I feel was a great fit. I always thought that insurance was just kind of a commodity, and I never really loved it. But I actually love what I do today because of the value, like the cancer patient, that I'm able to give my clients. So I guess the advice that I would say is that, you know, when you're out there and you're feeling your way around, there may be some things that you haven't looked at, or there may be other opportunities within that field that are just maybe a better fit or things that would be better suited for a particular individual.
Okay, great. And Greg, what I'd like to do now is give you a chance to talk about something that you would like to highlight as far as your products, services. Please describe one of your business products or services that you're either currently working on or something that's coming up that really has your blood pumping, because you know it's a great service, a great asset to your current customers or potential customers. So please let us know what that is.
Sure. Yeah, it's kind of a chaotic and yet exciting time in healthcare, with healthcare reform coming about, and it's been here since 2010, but it's really coming into its own in 2014. So kind of the all-consuming job that I've got currently is working with my existing clients, but also the opportunities I've got out there to help people understand how these changes are coming about, to dispel myths or misinformation that might be circulating out there. I talk to people daily about this, and there's a lot of folks that just haven't gotten correct information. And, you know, I think one of the things that I'm trying to work on a lot right now is just creating opportunities or looking for opportunities to get out and just help people feel comfortable or at least let them know what's really happening out there. So as much as I'd like to have some other of my own projects going on, this is one of those things that has just, it's front and center, needs to be addressed. And, you know, as far as creating value, which is, you know, kind of what I try to do in my practice, this is the way of doing it today to help people make good decisions moving forward.
That's great. And I agree, there's got to be a lot of confusion with all the things that are changing. Okay, it's Hot Seat. For those who don't know, I'm going to welcome Greg to the Hot Seat. This is the part of our episode where I fire quick questions at Greg to get thought-provoking and valuable answers. Okay, so the first question, Greg, is the best business book that you recommend for our listeners.
You know, a book that I've read several times, Rod, is The Success Principle by a gentleman by the name of Jack Canfield. And it talks about just so many aspects of, you know, dealing with rejection, starting out by yourself, overcoming obstacles. It's just a great comprehensive book on folks who are out there in the business world, and just some good habits, but just some good insight of, you know, dealing with failure, dealing with all those things. So it's been a great book for me.
That's a great example, and right in line with what we're trying to emphasize and help people out with is rejection and no's are going to happen, and you just pick yourself up and keep going. If you expect it, if you learn from it, you're a better business owner, better service provider because of it. So that's awesome. That's a great choice. Okay, next question is, what was holding you back from taking your business to the next level and becoming an entrepreneur? So you went through the point where you made that transition, but what was keeping you back from making that final decision to start your business?
You know, I think there's comfort in being taken care of sometimes. When you work with somebody else, you know, they're really taking responsible for the operations. You can do your job. You can go home at the end of the day, and it's a job. And there's some comfort in that, but there's not a guarantee in that. So, you know, and it's not that you always liked working for somebody else. I think it just became comfortable. And as I kind of alluded to, things changed with the last person that I worked for and kind of forced my hand or helped me make that decision of going on my own. And quite frankly, it's the best decision I've made. I wish I'd have done it 10 years ago earlier.
That's awesome. Okay, I'm not going to ask what the best decision you made, but I'm going to ask what was the best advice that you've ever been given.
You know, I think it's believe in yourself. And, you know, if you've got a good support mechanism and you've got people around you, I think it's believe in yourself and what you can accomplish. Yeah, I think what you need to do, too, is identify your strengths, but also be aware of your weaknesses.
All right, great answer. Okay, next question. What is one action that our listeners can take in the next 24 hours their business to the next level, get them one step closer to reaching their goals?
You know, one of the things that someone told me is focus on the positive. I think every day we go out there and we contemplate or we dwell on the things that we didn't do right. I should have said this, I should have did that, I should have did this. And what somebody told me or I read somewhere is at the end of the day, you need to think of three things that you accomplished that day, because we all accomplish things in the day. And that ends the day on a positive note, but also gets you energized to go into the next day. So, you know, focus more on the things. You know, it's a growing process, but focus on those things that you do right.
That's a great point. And go, as a segue into our next question, I'll just mention I do something similar to that where I have those key things that I want to get done each day, and I note it in Evernote. So speaking of Evernote, is there an Internet resource like an Evernote or Google Hangouts that you are just absolutely in love with and would like to share with our listeners?
You know, I'm not sure. I guess an Internet resource or something. I recently engaged in a CRM process. And, you know, I'm not a tech guy, but it's one of those things as I get busier, you know, organization is the key. So, you know, I now am building, you know, a Microsoft CRM database with my clients, and it, you know, I've had the opportunity to utilize those benefits from that, and it's so much more streamlined, even though it's a lot of work on the front end with everybody up accumulated, but I think it's going to be a great tool for me.
That's a good point. But there are a lot of CRMs out there. Is there one particular that you're working with that would recommend?
I am. I'm working with Microsoft CRM, so okay. It just seems to fit what my needs are.
Okay, great. I just want to make sure we emphasize the right name for it. Yeah, I agree. And CRMs do take a lot of time, the sort of learning curve, but in the long run, your business needs it in order to grow. And if you implement it early, it grows, and your ability to use it grows with the business. But it's a great point, and one that if you're not using that, definitely need to implement into your business. Okay, here's one of my favorite questions. You're going to wake up one morning, and everything is gone. You have to start all over. Your food and lodging are taken care of, but you only have your current knowledge, $500 cash, and a laptop computer. How would you spend your first 7 days to get back to where you are now?
Yeah, I think what I would do is I would absolutely find the resource for a partner. You know, success, you know, in the success principles, one of his subjects is that success leaves clues. We're not inventing the wheel, so we're not the first out there to do it. So we can learn a lot from other people. But what I find is people are willing to work with you and partner. I mean, I do some of this today with some other folks. So to kind of kickstart that, it's really tough to do it on your own, especially with those resources. I would absolutely find somebody that you are compatible with and partner with them. Okay. And I think that's a great way to kind of get restarted.
Okay, great. Okay, well, it's been great visiting with you, Greg. I really appreciate your insight and your time that you shared with us. Great information. Do you have any parting advice that you have for our listeners? And I'd also like you to mention what's the best way that they can contact you.
Okay. Just the one thing out there that I've found is that, you know, when you take this step to go out, you start a business, you run a business, it's everything that's probably a little bit out of our comfort zone. So the one thing I would just say in parting is that it's important that we kind of step or reach outside our comfort zone, because everything that we ever really want is outside that comfort zone. So we got to work for all of it, and it's just tough to do that. So if we can kind of overcome that, you know, initial reluctance or fear, it'll all work out.
That is so true. You're stepping out. You got to make those introductions. You got to meet people. You got to talk to people. You got to tell people about your product and service and about your business. That's right. That comfort zone really prevents you from making that business grow. That's awesome. Okay, and how can they contact you, Greg?
Contact me one of two ways. Either by email would be great at gbroerman, B-R-O-E-R-M-A-N-N, the number 1 @gmail.com, or reach me by phone at 757-287-5608. And would love the opportunity, if anyone has questions or they're looking for guidance during these kind of changing times in the healthcare area, I would love to have the opportunity to chat.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Greg. And
thank you for joining us for today's Hampton Roads BusinessJournal.com interview.